What's up, you guys? Your girl Shiro here with a new one, another one. You guys know I cannot let the year end. 2023 is Yeesha before I drop my gems on you guys. And I know it's been a minute. It's been since July 2nd, I believe, and I've been quiet the whole time. But I'm finally giving myself the opportunity to speak to you guys about, a few things before to talk a mwaka. So I've been in Kenya officially. Well, tonight will be officially 3 years because I came at like 3 a.m. But basically, I was already in the vicinity by this time when I'm recording. Today is December 19th, 2023, and this marks basically 3 years of being in Kenya. And what a ride it has been, and it has not been a pleasant one. Hii ni kama hiyo matatu yenye yani, just reckless. You're fearing for your life the whole ride to wherever you're trying to get to. And I've been on a mat once where someone ametapika, like the person in front of me alitapika while we are on the mat. Now, like, she alifungua dirisha, but it was like, ugh, I feel like some of it got on me. And this is the same and this is the same way I feel about my ride and my journey in Kenya. It's like uyo a few when I got on that mat. So like the journey has been grimy. Imenichapa, nimepigwa, nimepitia so many different things that I never, if someone had told me in 2020 December, after December 1st, that by the end of this year you're going to make one of the craziest decisions that you've ever made, and it's going to end up looking like this, utapitia hii, these are all the things that you're going to go through. Are you still ready and sure that you're going to make that decision to go to Kenya? I would have been like, hell no, unpack my bags, bruh. Unpack my bags, okay? Because this has been one heck of a journey. And I have a few family members that love to tell me, oh, whoever advised you to come to Kenya should be, what do you think about them now? What do you tell them now? And I'm just like, nobody advised me. Not a single soul on this earth, not a human being on this earth can have advised me to come to Kenya. Trust me, this was not a human to human conversation. This was me and God talking to each other, and me hearing him out, me voicing my cry and my thoughts, like, why would you have me doing this? But at the same time, I know that I was really tired of my current life. I knew that I did not have the nini, I didn't have the necessary equipment, sikwana hizo tools that would allow me to live my best life in America. So I just knew that I had to either live in America as a prisoner, ama ni kuje Kenya tu nione tu, let me just see what Kenya has to offer. Because if I was in America, I would have been without these things. I would have been stripped of the essentials that you need in order to prosper. And even if I did have these amazing opportunities being presented to me, they needed me to be a citizen. And if I was not a citizen, what's the point? Like, and then I think that's another thing. When I got out of university and then Nikakua offered that, I was offered that beautiful, beautiful freaking job, and I couldn't. Even though I qualified for it, I didn't qualify for it, and that hurt my soul to the core. So when I knew that now I don't have the possibilities of having this job, now I don't have the possibilities of living the life that I had envisioned for myself. And look, one of my 5 year goals, my 3 year goals, 2 year goals, after college goals, before my 30s goes. And it's just like, damn, I can't even do none of it right now because of the simple fact that I'm not a citizen. So why should I be over here tittering and tattering with my non-citizenship in America when I am a citizen of a certain place, of certain countries? And why not? Let's see what that's talking about. And I had already started the Kenyan Plug Pod the way God had asked me to do and wanted me to do, and I had made these connections, not even necessarily, even if it's not friends, but I did make some friends, and I had some people that were advising me on Kenya. Of course, the ground, quite ground different sana, okay? So I only could get the experiences that I got from the ground, but a lot of my friends from social media were advising me just on Kenya and just kind of getting me ready. If nothing else, at least helping me shape up my Kiswahili to be able to communicate with a few people when I got here. So yes. So at least those things happened. So when I decided to come to Kenya, it was not a free will decision. Of course, God had a lot to do with it, because like I told you guys on this show, nilikuwa three chances. Like my flight, I think I was supposed to come to Kenya in like December 9th or something. It was right after my birthday, and I was like, I want to go to Kenya soonest because I don't want to be around for the holiday season. In America, because Nikki spend Christmas with my family in America, honey. I am not coming to no Kenya. I am not going to be here. But God had different plans. So December 9th, my flight got canceled, or Nini, because of the COVID situation, I was no longer able to get on the flight. Then here goes the second time when I went to the airport. My cousin, quote unquote, he left me at the airport stranded. He was like, hey, you are supposed to be leaving. Yes, you're still here. I was like, I'm still here. He didn't even answer the phone once he dropped me off at the airport. Grimy as hell, and I would never forget it, but I definitely would try to forgive it. And so, alinifanya hivyo. So now I'm stranded at the airport. I'm dealing with not being able to go to Kenya and still having to teeter and tatter with myself and ask myself, Yanni, what is the point here, God? Because what are you doing? Like, you know I don't want to go to Kenya. So why are you giving me three opportunities to change my mind? Like, what is that about? Eh? Hiyo ni kusema nini sasa? So nikaamua tu nikasema, Mungu, kama ni wewe utafungua njia. If this is you, God, open the door. If it is you and you want me to go, make it happen, and make it happen soon. Because if I spend the 25th of December in America, I am not going to Kenya. I am not. So I call the airline. Here goes everything. They say there's a flight leaving out on December 18th. You'll arrive in Kenya December 20th. I said, yeah, right at the cutoff, my friend. Right at the cutoff. And so Nika decided to, because I had already made the decision. I've done everything. I told my friends bye. We cried. We've done all the things. I told my nephews. We cried. We've done all the things. And so it was just like, there's no other decision. Like, let's just go to Kenya. So once I arrived to this wonderful, it's a beautiful country though. No cap. It's a beautiful country. But the unfortunate bit ni watu wenye wako ndani ya hii Kenya. And I'm not speaking for everyone, but a lot of people who are in this Kenya wako na shida, wako na traumas that they have not dealt with, and it's manifesting into demons, and it's turning into a lot of shit, and a lot of things that I'm not interested in, okay? And those are the things that really take away from the Kenyan experience for me. But I do have another lady who came, who is actually an African-American woman, and she's an elderly lady. And she made the decision in her later years of life to come to Kenya and see what Kenya is about. And oh my God, the way she speaks about Kenya. But I didn't ask her, like, but I asked it in my head. I said, is this lady living in the same Kenya me naishi? Because nikama tunaishi two different Kenyas, honey. Because what Kenya are you living in where you just finding it all so blissful and beautiful and all this and all that? And I'm over here in Kenya like, what the hell did I get myself into? Like, we are living two different opposite perspectives of Kenya. And that's all it is. Everything in this life is about perspective. And once you understand that, I feel like you kind of make it make sense. Because if somebody else was in my shoes and everyone asks, kila mtu ananiulizanga, nini naweza fanya utoke ngambo ukuje huku? Like, are you sure? Are you sane? Are you okay? Like, me, kama mimi ndio ningekuwa ngambo, sikekanyanga hii Kenya. Nikamwambia, imagine I did it so willy. I was not deported. I was not chased away. I had no encounter where I felt like, oh my God, I have to go. It was a decision that I made by myself, for myself, with my God. And it brought me to this place. And it's definitely been a trip and a half. I can't believe that I'm here. I can't believe that I'm experiencing what I'm experiencing and what I have experienced. I am praying that the third year is a charm, because I'm entering my third year now in Kenya. And I'm really praying that the third year is the charm. I don't want to do another year of what I've been doing. It's really been really difficult. It's really been painful. It's really been a lot of heartbreak it's really been a lot of isolation, a lot of lonely. It's really been a lot of depression. It's really been a lot of mad. I'm angry. I'm usually angry a lot because the finances are not financing, number one, because Kenya's money and America's money will never. Even if you hear the dollar inaanguka and the dollar is not as stable as you would like it to be, that is a fact. But Kenya's money is ridiculous. It's slow as hell. It's slow, 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 slow. You have to convince people to do this. You have to mambo ya Kenya ni mambo ni mawili tu. Mambo ni mawili. Either you're going to scam people and get that quick money and get that good money and manipulate people to giving you money, and it's going to be so easy. When you manipulate people, pesa ita roll in like dough. Rolling, 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 rolling. But if you want to take the ethical, ati the good route, kupata pesa hii Kenya ni ngumu. Ni ngumu. If you want to either beat somebody up, steal it from them, absolutely, you're going to get some money real quick. Manipulate them. Hey, nikucheze hivi. Especially me doing my horrible situation. I could be like, oh yeah, you're going to lose weight in 10 days. Yeah. You're gonna be healthy. Blood pressure itakuwa imeisha, ita regulate. Diabetes utasahau, unaweza kunywa, unaweza kula hata keki na soda in 20 days. People will be buying the hell out of my drinks and out my herbs and all these stuff. But since I'm being ethical and I'm like, you know what? Nah, it's going to actually take some time. And no, you actually have to follow it up with a diet. No, you actually have to exercise. No, you actually have to fix your mind and get your mental health together. Like, because I'm keeping it a buck and 100 with people, I get the slow money. But in America, like, the ethical way is like more appreciated, because yes, manipulation is the name of the game, and yes, people want quick results, but people also don't mind a long journey because they understand. I don't know. Mentally, I think there's a big difference in how the Kenyan people move and how the American people move. And so many other things. It's just like so many other things. But either way, it's my one of this girl was asking me, like, what's the difference that, you know, that you've seen in America and Kenya? And I was just like, the authenticity is just on a whole nother level. Like, I had a full-blown, I think, hour conversation with one of my best friends yesterday. And the vulnerability in that conversation was obscene. It was complete honesty. We are laying it all on the ground. And it's not like I'm picking on you and I'm talking shit about you and you need to change. And no one is talking judgmentally about the other. But we're getting things done and we're saying things that are going to change our lives to each other. And when I speak to maybe a Kenyan person about things that can better themselves, they debate. It's a debate. Watu wanataka ku defend themselves. Hey, relax, bro. I'm just trying to give you some advice, bro. And not even something that you have to take home with you. Kiske yo advice yangu ni mbwakni. Like, you can decide, whatever, fuck this shit. I'm off of it. Like, I don't have to take what you say to heart. And then so people take things to heart and they want to fight you about it and they want to be mad about it and you can never have a conversation that's going to lead you to a good place. It's always a combative situation, and I don't want to combat, I don't want to compete, I don't want to be your enemy, man. I'm just trying to give you some constructive criticism so that we can move forward in the right direction. Hakuna haja ya kuweka kiburi juu, like, oh, nah, relax, bro. And that's just what it is for me. I miss the genuine friendships, all the friendships. Aki ya Mungu, hata nikajiuliza juzi, like, how the hell did this happen? Like, all of my friendships, every friendship that I've made with a woman, and the men, they just want to sleep with you. The majority of them. If you have a friendship with a man, and that's just everywhere, but especially here, you can be thinking that you're friends with this person for a long time. Next thing you know, I slide in your DMs. By the way, nothing. Kiss me in the areas that I don't have time for. But don't even, because that actually might be seducive to you, so don't do that. But I don't want to seduce you in that way. But what it is, like, I don't want to be dealing with these male friends because they're doing all of that. They're doing the most. And then the female friends, wanataka tu kukutumia, like everybody wants to just know how far and what they can do. Yes, they also provide, and it's a equally, it's a receive, I receive, you receive. It's a equal partnership or whatever. We both giving people, we are both giving into the relationship, and that's okay. But the vulnerability part about it is missing. Like, my friends can pick up wanazanunulia something, I buy for them something, we can go to dinner, we can have a good conversation, we can go on rides, our kids can play together, we can do all this and do all that. But when it comes time to be 100% guarded down, vulnerable, open, and emotional with a friend of yours, you can cry in front of them, you can have your emotions in front of them, they won't give you that opportunity. And I said, that's the toxic femininity. We don't talk about it. We always talk about toxic masculinity, toxic masculinity. What about the toxic femininity? There's females out here that, and someone was telling me the other day when I was telling them, ah, me choke. Yani, my son had gotten to this point where he was getting on my last nerve. You know, raising a toddler is not easy. And then my business was just demanding a lot of from me, a lot from me. My family life has always been out of control, always been chaotic. So my family was doing the most, my son was doing the most, my business was doing the most. And then when I get to a friend, well, quote unquote, mtu nilifikia kabisa kabisa ni rafiki yangu. When I get to her place and I'm just being vulnerable and open about the situation, I'm gonna be like, nimechoka, I am so tired right now. She's like, tighten up. You need to do better. You need to do better. I'm like, excuse me, nigga, cause excuse me. Usafikiria ati nimejipoteza juu nimekuwa vulnerable in this moment. Don't think that I'm not still the same Shiro because I've given you the opportunity to see me in my vulnerable state. Do not get it twisted. I'm still her. I am still Shiro, and I'll still talk to you how I feel like I'm gonna talk to you, and I'm still gonna keep it 100 with you. But the thing about it is that God has been working on me. So I took some time off from that situation, and I gave myself time to relax, time to simmer down. And then I just let her know, like, listen, you know what? Yes, I can improve in my areas of this, that, and the other. Yes, it's true. And I did come in here with my heart on high and my feelings on 10. But what you need to do is learn to read the room. Eh? Ebu nielewe naelewa the room. Understand how the emotions are in the current state of the moment. If you feel like ukona constructive criticism, but I'm crying over here, is this really the best time to give me constructive criticism? Ama unaweza kwa wacha ni hata unipee ka tissue. Uniambie ebu panguza ya machozi alafu tuonge. Then we can talk. Like after I've cried and I've gotten it all over out of my system. But you want to tell me while I'm that ndio maana wanasemanga don't kick a horse when it's down, bro. Do not already, like, the horse is down. Watch out, the horse is yamuke and your wanza kunigong. Like, stop it. Stop it. And that's what I'm seeing. Like, a lot of grown-ass people don't know how to be vulnerable with each other. And it's like, I need vulnerable people around me because I cannot be just crying to myself all the time. I need somebody to go lean to and say, hey, as a mother to mother, are you not experiencing the same things I'm going through? As a businesswoman to a businesswoman, are you not experiencing the same things I'm going through? As a woman, period, are you not experiencing what I'm experiencing? You understand what I'm saying? As a person in this family, are you not experiencing what I'm experiencing? But everybody wants to be like, oh, but did you hear what Shiro said? Even the people that you're supposedly dealing with the same type of situation with want to gossip and brag and talk about all this shit. But I like God because he always reveals everything to you. He always does. And there's times where I might say something to someone and then nikisikia tena najua kumbe ni yule mzee mwenye nilimwambia, because I didn't tell anybody else. It was just you. And somehow, some way, that same news that I just told you, it resurfaced on the streets, on the ground. And now I know that it is you. It is you that always is speaking out of term. It is you that cannot hold a secret. It is you that is the problem and not me. So me now, I mean, some reassessments, honey, reassessments. And that's just the stuff that I've been dealing with in Kenya since I've been here for the last few years, okay? I've been dealing with so much. Kutoka waganga, not personally me going to Waganga, but I've been dealing with people trying to throw all kinds of energy towards me, witchcraft, yamambayote, all that stuff. Honey, I go, me and Kamaula, like, what is this thing? These, I guess I deal with vibranium, honey. I must be having a suit of vibranium because you shoot me down. I heal and I come back. Aki, watu wanani hate. Wamechoka. Ni lazima, everyone is so tired of me. I know people are tired of me, Jao. Because I keep resurfacing. Like, you think I'm dead, and then next thing you know, poop, I'm back. Welcome back on this hoes. You know, that's the thing. That's the energy that I'm on. Like, as much as depression. Aki, kuna siku ingine. In February of 2023, I could not even get out of the bed. I could not. Even my son was like, dude. But my son was still young, and all he was eating was like these easy foods, mashed bananas and all this kind of stuff. Vitu raisi sana. So I cook for him, and I just go back into the bed. I don't even eat. I can nilikuwa nimesikia depressed. Mambo ya Mungu siku nataka kusikia. Hata don't talk to me about no dagon God. God has brought me to this Kenya kuniangusha in the deepest of fire. Unajua hata hii kafaya yenye unachomeka mguu, at least unaweza pat mguu uendele. This one ameniingiza ndani na amenipaka nini Vaseline. Yani I'm in the fire getting my behind crispy and burnt. And God is just like, oh, yeah, keep going. I'm just like, how can I even keep going? Hasani platform yaku, keep going. What about this looks like keep going? There's no way that I can keep going with the way that you're doing me right now. God is, you are not Godding right now. Sai maniangusha complete. I am down bad, bro. You are killing me. I was so mad at God, I didn't even want nothing to do with it. But then for some reason, nikaeka ka Spotify yangu, and I listened to some gospel music, and I slept because I was done. I didn't want to hear them people singing those gospel songs that God is good, God is... What God is good here? God anafanya nini? Sahi amenilenga kabisa? Hata simuoni. I don't see him. He's nowhere to be seen. But at the end of the day, I listened to that gospel. I went to sleep. For some reason, kamuka in a better mood by the grace of God. And I just lived to see another day. And then just like a couple days later, somebody called me with a blessing, okay? With a blessing, and just told me, I'm going to take you out of this situation. And ever since I got out of that situation where I was dying, when I was feeling depressed, where I was feeling nimekaliwa kabisa, nimekaliwa na shetani, like for real. I was feeling like the devil had captured my dreams, my heart, my soul, my identity, everything. I was done for. And I was like, I've never experienced this. Obviously, not in America. And definitely, I've only been here for a short amount of time. And everything has happened in such a quick span. Now, I'm finally getting back to who Shiro was when she was in America. And that is the girl that I've been searching for such a long time. And even her... Even Uyo Mshijana wa 2020 cannot meet my 30-year-old self, because now I'm officially 30. And the girl who left America was just turning 27. There's 3 whole years of a gap, of a difference, of who 27-year-old Shiro is and 30-year-old Shiro wants to be. There's a whole difference in who I am. So I cannot be the 27-year-old, but at the same time, I'm happy to be able to recognize myself after being in Kenya and being slapped down and being beaten down and being rolled over and being chafuad by vitu yote nyimeni chafua roho, and just so many things, right, that have happened in the last few years of being in Kenya. And I'm just so happy, yo. Aki ya Mungu. You guys will hear it because you guys have been with me when I was at the optimum, when I was becoming her, sasa, Shiro, ule Shiro mwenye, I really have a desire to be. You guys have experienced it. And there's no consistency, and there's no other discipline that I've done more than this podcast. So for me to be able to share the re-rise, the reinvention of Shiro, the resurrection of Shiro is amazing. And I know it's not resurrection. This is not Easter Sunday that we're going to, but we're going into Christmas. But for me to be able to feel a resurrection in myself and in my being and in my soul and in my spirit and in my heart is such a big deal that I do want to encourage whoever is listening on this podcast that there's going to be a lot of times where unasikia tu umeisha. Yani, maisha imefika mwisho. Like, there's no other options. There's no other options. Like, you're just feeling like, fuck this shit. And that's why there's a lot of alcoholism that's going on in Kenya. That's why there's a lot of drug abuse. That's why there's a lot of satanism. And there's a lot of devil worshipping. And there's a lot of everything. Because it's so much easier to find things that fulfill you instantly. Kuna need and a desire of instant and gratification. And there's a need and a desire for glorifying your current situation, because those are the things that drugs are going to do. That's the thing that alcohol is going to do. Alcohol is going to make you fun, even though you're not fun, even though you're not feeling happy. Even that alcohol will make you happy. Drugs will make you happy. Drugs will make you feel numb and make you feel like you can run away from that situation for that time being. When you get into the devil and devil worshiping me, I don't know what exactly happens in that side of a thing. But I did go to a devil worshipping church, and I was over there like with my eyes closed. Hata sikujua nimeingia kwa shetani complete. I was just there like, oh, this is just another church. Kumbe ni ka cult kadogo na wana worship the devil, because all they do is speak fear into the atmosphere in deliverance church, but all they're doing is delivering free demonic activity into the house, into the building. And all they did was just recycle the devil's name and recycle his presence and all that kind of stuff. And that's so demonic, and I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. But yeah, like, that's why it's so easy to be in those situations, because it's easy because your mind is already weak. Your body is already weak. Utaki kupigana na hema vitu wenye that come with walking with God. You don't want to keep on fighting with life all the time because you choose to be with God. Like, it's so much easier sometimes to just go with whatever else is going on, because why should I constantly have to fight to prove that I love God? Why should I always be tested to prove that I love God? Why should I always be this to prove that I love God? Why can't I just go get a drink, go have sex with whomever I want to, go smoke my, go drink my, go snort my, go do my? Why can I not just do that? Why can I just not go to this church and enjoy myself? I'm the leader at the church. Even if it's a demonic church, I am being recognized. I'm the secretary. I'm the treasurer. I am someone. Niko na maana kwa hiyo kanisa. I don't care what they believe in, as long as I'm being put on a pedestal and as long as people care about me. There's so many ways that we cover ourselves up and make ourselves feel good. And ni kama ka blanket, like a ka blanketi that makes you feel like, oh, I'm good now. Because if you're cold and if you're going through something, you're being stripped away. And that's what happens when you go on this journey with God. God usually strips you away of everything that you know. And that's how I felt when I came from Kenya. Mungu alini strip. Niko naked complete. Na nimelala hapo. Naked completely. Sasa ukijaribu kujifunika na kablanketi, kumbe it's the wrong one. It's the wrong one. God wants you to just sleep there. And be naked and be afraid and be lost and be pure, because at the end of the day, when you're completely stripped of everything you know, Mungu anatafuta tu ukwe pure, and God wants you to be so pure that you have no other options to go to other than God. When you finally realize, I have stripped you away from America, from everyone that you love, your friends, your family, the people that you have created as your family, your car, your money, your life, your friends, your going out, your traveling, your options, your freedom. There's so many things that were stripped away from me when I came to this country. And Mimi, being Shiro, because I had been such a power when I was leaving America, I was gassing myself up to be this great woman. I feel like I could bring all that greatness into my current situation. And when I brought all that greatness to my current situation, it made people jealous. It made people hate me. It made people want to stay away from me, because who does she think she is? Why does she think she can come to this place and do what this and that and that? She's so dumb anyways. Nani alimwambia atoke Kenya? Atoke America and come to Kenya. Like, she deserves what she got. This is what she gets. She did make that decision all by herself. Why does she need us now? Right? She didn't need us when she was making that decision. Why should we help her now? All those things that came with that, because I was still standing so strong even in that crazy ass decision to come to this country, to come to Kenya, people were still like, oh, so you think you're all big and bad because you came to Kenya and all this stuff, like you think this and that. So people have preconceived notions of me and who I was at that moment. So they wakaniachilia tu, wakaniachilia kama, like, whatever, you do what you gotta do. You do whatever the hell makes you happy. Mm-hmm. But we're gonna stay out the way. We're gonna do our thing. And I was just like, okay. So me, I'm still strong, I'm still standing, whatever. But after being here for so long, I could not be so strong. I could not hold my strength up. I couldn't do it. Because at the end of the day, okay, while you're still holding on to yourself and who you have created yourself to be, bado unapigwa, bado unapigwa, like you're being hit from the left, from the right, from the side, from everywhere. There's no way that you can continue to stand strong. And that, I believe that's what God wanted me to do. He wanted me to strip down on all the things that was making me Shiro at that moment. If it's Chica vibe, if it's being American or whatever, if it's being whatever identify or whatever I felt like described Shiro, it needed to be stripped away so that I can be able to say, this is a new definition of who Shiro is. This is who Shiro is. This is who Shiro at the core. When Shiro amepitia yote enye amepitia, when Shiro has already gone through life vile inakuang, brutal life, who is Shiro? Shiro ni nani? Who the heck is this girl once life imempea the worst that it can give her? I've seen the best of what I feel is the best. When I'm traveling, when I'm free, when I have money in my account, when I have a beautiful car, when I have my family and my friends around, when I have all that good stuff, right? I feel like that's the best Shiro. That's the best Shiro that has ever been. But when I look at my life now and I have my son and I have a business that I really love and I have a home that I've created for myself despite being in a place where it's not as friendly, and I have these opportunities that keep coming to me based on just God and God's presence in my life and so many things, like, it makes me appreciate the Shiro that is now. Because as a Shiro akiongezewa kwa gari, Shiro ni yule mse tu mwenye alikuwa anatembea. That's the same girl that was walking. That's the same girl that was walking with her son. That's the same girl that was driving with her son. I mean, it's not like I walk everywhere. My mom does have a car. But it's like the humbleness. I think these are humble beginnings. Because these are the real humble beginnings. Because I still had unfair advantages over Kenyan people when I started Kenyan Plug Pod. I had a lot of things going on. I had Anchor working for me. I had Anchor monetizing my podcast, getting money from the podcast is what I'm saying, okay? I had unfair advantages, man. Because when I email somebody or when I slid in someone's DM and I'm like, oh, I'm Shiro, I'm based in America, I would love to have you on my show, people will come on the show quick. Because they're like, oh, okay, this is an American girl we're talking to. Ni lazima ni feature on that podcast, you know? But it made me become such a great person and make me feel so good and so confident in myself that it made me feel so strongly about who I was. Now, when I came to Kenya and Nkagongwa, I had to hold on to those things that had made me Shiro before I came here. And once I could hold on to those things to hold me up, it allowed me to always have a fresh, atakama in my last breath, atakama I was drowning, I still had a bit of a floaty. At least nikuwa naweza kufloat kidogo tu, because I still had the remembrance of who I was in the back of my head. So what I'm saying all this to say is, ni lazima ujiulize hizi maswali, who am I, where am I going, and what am I going to do when I get there? Those are very vital questions that you must ask yourself. And a YouTuber that I listened to, she said, you don't get what you want. You get who you are. And who are you? That's why it goes back to the question. Who are you? What do you want? And what are you going to do when you get it? That's the same question, just reworded. Who do you think, who am I? Sahi. And I think it's very important. This is another thing that I must say before I go. Another thing that's very important is to say, Who am I currently? And without judgment, Villa, could you downgrade and down and to write yourself off and to make yourself feel like you're nothing? Who am I today? Right now, I just scroll on TikTok all day. That's who I am. But who do you want to be? Laughing at Julize Oswale. By the way, I think I can actually do this, that, and the other. What now can I do to get those things happening? But like, kukaa kwa TikTok all day. But like, and come on, you are really a TikToker. Like, you just watch TikToks all day. You should be able to create content for TikTok. Because even me, I've been on TikTok for like maybe a hot month so far. And like, every day I'm looking at TikTok. And I'm just like, okay, I'm learning how to make content at least. And you can search anything on TikTok and find it. So you can not become knowledgeable on TikTok. You can play around on TikTok. You can do anything, just like any social media. People are not saying, "Oh, we need to stop using social media so much." No, you need to stop using social media so much because you don't know how to control yourself when it comes to social media. Kazi yako tu ni kuangalia wasichana wakitwerk. Kazi yako tu ni kuangalia wanaume wakifanya nini, and looking at women that you would love to be one day. And if God gave you the opportunity, I would just want to be this woman or this girl, and I want to travel like her. No. Look up. Now, huyo msichana mwenye is an influencer. Like, what did she do to become an influencer? What can you do today to become that same influencer? Because there's not a cap on influencers. You can be a content creator yourself. You can do all these things, especially if you're already wasting all your time on TikTok anyways. Learn how to use TikTok for you. Make it work for you. If you're just sitting around, walking around, always at your friend's house, always getting high, always getting drunk, what can you do about that? What way can you flip that narrative and become someone worthy? I'm a utafute tu pali, like go work at the bar, go work at the dagon bar, go be a bar. Sijui. Me, I can't give those people advice, but what I can say is this. You always have the opportunity. As soon as your eyes open in the morning and your feet hit the ground, and you are blessed enough to have another day where your limbs are working, where your eyes, ears, mouth, nose, your phone is on, it's charged, uko na ka wifi, uko na ka kabando, uko na ka something, and you're able, uko na ka touch screen, uko na smartphone. You have these opportunities every single day to reinvent yourself. At the end up on YouTube, how to change my life, how to get the most out of today, how to do, yani you have so many options. I love what you're saying. Where do you get this motivation from? Where do you get all this energy from? Because I don't want to be the same Shiro that I was last year, at the last week, at the yesterday. I don't want to be the same Shiro. I hate the idea of me being the same person that I was yesterday. I cannot stand it. I don't know, kwanga hapa feeling really guilty. I did you make a chini nikiangalia my TikTok when my son is asleep, and I'm watching TikTok, or when I'm watching YouTube, or when I'm watching a movie or watching something. Nasikianga guy, any shiro umekosa kitu ingine complete ya kufanya to better yourself. You decided today that you can really sit down and have a and do nothing, and there's so many things waiting for you. How come? But you have to give yourself grace. You have to give yourself grace, and you have to give yourself time to rest. But where's the rest 7 out of 7 days of the week? Monday paka Monday una rest too. Una enjoy too. Imagine the enjoyment. Sai ni December. Ni lazima tu enjoy. Nani amesema? Who said? December does not mean from December 1st to December 31st paka January 10th. Mambo tu ni kuenjoy. Who said? You have to learn to say, I know that I want to get lit from December 20th paka 31st. Iyo, yani munisahau. From December 20th paka 31st, unisahau. Yani hiyo mambo ya kuniuliza, don't ask me to do no work. Don't ask me to do anything. Don't ask me to do, you know, spend money this way, that way, because my budget is already set. I'm getting lit every single day from December 20th to the 31st. Yes, hiyo, it's understood. But that does not excuse 1 to 20th ati nilikuwa na pregame the whole time. No, you don't pregame the whole time. You cannot pregame your whole life. Every day cannot be a pregame. You either have to enter the game of choosing. Nitakuwa huyu mtu mwenye analewa tu kila siku, ana enjoy tu kila siku, maisha tu ni enjoyment. Am I going to be this person that is actually choosing herself or himself? And I want to wake up each and every day with like feeling like this is another opportunity. This is another moment for me to take over. Like I said, this is my third year now. I'm about to enter my third year of being here in Kenya. I'm so confident
that I'm about to take over this mug that it doesn't even make sense. I feel so confident that the work that I'm doing within myself, there's no way. Like, there's no way that God can just leave me hanging after all that I've endured for him, all that I've endured for this journey of being here in Kenya. And then on top of all the endurance that I've done, I've also been working on myself, bettering myself. Nasoma vitabu, like, I'm going on YouTube learning how to take care of myself, my mental health, my physical health, my emotional health. I'm working on my spiritual health. I'm making my time to read the Bible. I'm taking my time to understand God more. I'm taking my time to pray and to pray over my son, my house, my family, my friendships, my business. Like, there's no way that I'm doing all of that work, enduring all of the things, all passing the test. I feel like some I'm failing, of course. Like, I'm failing. Give me the strength. Give me the courage, because I'm failing. Yani, all the things that I've endured in the last 3 years, there's no way possible that 2024 is not my year. There's just no way. And that's just how I'm feeling about it. And that's how I'm stepping in it. And that's how I'm walking in it. And that's how I'm moving in it. Nimeamua. 2024 ni ile mwaka yangu sasa. This is the one. This is it. Because I am officially done. I'm done making excuses. I'm done feeling pain and I'm hurt. Oh, nimeachana na hiyo mambo yote. I am done with it. Either it's for me or it's for me. There's no other options. Mambo ni moja. It's not even an option for me. This is the year. This is the year that I'm going for it, because I did not. And then I was talking to my friend, like I told you guys, I was talking to her yesterday. And she's like, have you even gone to the embassy? Have you even seen, can you get a visa? Have you even seen if you can come back to America? And I'm like, I have not imagined sijangalia. Hata sijangalia. Most people would have been looked. But since it was not my decision to come to Kenya, I know that God is not done with me in Kenya until I'm in Maliza. So once he's done with me, then I'm absolutely going to go back to America. And I know that it's going to be very easy from what I feel in my spirit, that God is going to make that return quite easy. Only if I complete his assignment and if I step up to the plate. But if my mind is just like, why the hell did I come to this country? This place has been terrible. The whole time I've been here has been trash. Da da da. My mind is never, nothing is ever going to come out of this place, because I'm cursing the ground that I'm on. But if I speak on it, this 2024, like, I'm going to take over Nakuru. Slowly but surely, I'm going to take over Nakuru. Everyone is going to know my name in Kenya. Everyone is going to know me as the girl that's giving them tips on self-care, that's going to give them tips on wellness. Everybody's going to know me for the person that's going to take over this generation of Kenyans who are not knowing God or not knowing themselves and not understanding their health and not understanding their bodies and not understanding their minds, their spirits, their body, their emotions. I'm going to be that girl that's going to lead the Kenyans on a new wave to change their mindsets and do... Yani, the things that I'm speaking right now are even powerful. But yes, that's the type of vibe that I'm on right now. That's the type of energy that I'm on. As much as Kenya mejaribu kunikalia, the girl has risen. The conqueror, the champion, the is here. Turn up, okay? That's what it is for me. Period. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for me even having a Spotify Wrapped because of you guys, because I have actual listeners. Imagine if my Spotify Wrapped just said, you have one listener in Nairobi, one listener in Canada. But instead of that, I have listeners. I have 16 countries under my belt. People are listening to me in 16 whole different countries. You know, like, that's lit for me, okay? Because I just do this on a playtime. I play with this, but I want to be serious. I'm going to be consistent about it because I have so many things that I got to let you guys know and I got to put you on to. And I promise the episodes are going to be like 15 minutes. Ini letu yakuwa reintroducing you guys to my voice and to who I am and to just how Shiro moves. But other than that, we got something. I'm cooking. We cooking. Aki mwaka tuna cook. We are cooking. We are chefing. And by the mid hapo 2024, June 2024, utaona. Whatever we are cooking from January hadi nini, June, it has to be something good. It has to be something good. So we're gonna put a little grind in, okay? We're gonna put a last little bit of grind in from January until June. But about June, paka December, I feel I can guarantee it, and I prophesy, okay, over my life, that I will see a harvest that I've never seen before. I'm going to see something that only God can do and touch into my life. I'm just going to continue to grind for the next 6 months. But I guarantee you, out of that 6 months, after, because sasa nimejielewa, nimeuliza, I ask myself those questions. Who is Shiro? Who does she want to be? And what is she going to, where is she trying to go? And who is she going to, and how am I going to step into that season of where I'm trying to go? So basically, I'm asking myself, who is Shiro? What do you define Shiro as? Me, Shiro is a wellness guru, is a wellness instructor. I'm helping people become well mentally, spiritually, emotionally, mentally. And I'm leading them to God. And I'm, you know, doing God's work. And I'm a servant of God. Okay, that's who Shiro is. And I'm a mother. And I'm a whole bunch of other fine adjectives. And then, where do I want to go with it? I want to take over. I want to take over the whole Nakuru, number one. And then I want to take over the whole Kenya. And I want to change the game up for young East African kids, young East African women, young East African whatever. And then I want to change up the whole African voice, the whole African name. And Jenny, the whole way that Africa thinks mentally, their philosophy of being a younger person in this generation. Mm-hmm. How do you feel? Blah, blah, blah. All that stuff, right? So I want to, that's who I want. But who am I going to be when I get there? And what am I going to do when I get to be those things, when I get those accolades, when I do get named 30, I'm not under 30 anymore, so it's not going to work. Forbes leading women, or a woman in inspiration in Africa, and all these things, when I get publicized, and when I become that girl, and when the podcast goes viral, and all these things, like, who am I going to be in that space? Am I going to forget everything that God has taught me, my humble beginnings? Am I going to forget all of those things, or am I going to step up to the moment and say, if it was not for God, I would not have been in this situation. I would not even be here to tell my story. If it was not for God pushing me, if it was not for me loving myself enough to say, I love myself, I want to see better for myself. If it was not for me waking up every morning just to make my bed and listen to a YouTuber talk about getting your best self and writing down those notes and asking myself those questions and reading my Bible, I would not be here. That's who I want to be when I want to be disciplined. I want to be humble. I want to be mature. I want to meet the moment. I want to be present. I want to be self-aware. I want to be self-accountable. Heh, unaelewa? So there's so many things that need to happen in order to get to that thing. Because watu wanasemanga, mimi nataka kuwa millionaire. I want to be a millionaire today. I want to be a millionaire. And then you have no clue. Hata hujui ku budget. Hata hiyo 500 ikiingia kwa mfuko sahi umeitumia yote kwa bangi ama umeitumia yote kwa alcohol, whatever you've done whatever the hell you want to do, whatever you want to do with that 500, because we all know 500 is nothing these days. Hata sidhani naweza nunua unga. But once you get that 500 in your pocket, learn how to steward it. Learn how to hold on to that little 500. If you get 1,000, if you get 10,000, learn how to budget it out so it makes sense. Make sure that you're putting your business before yourself, your needs, because you have to put into something to get out of it. Wezi sema ati naenda kufanyiwa pedicure na manicure, I'm going to get my hair braided. That's a 5,000 of that money has already gone to taking care of yourself and to make your appearance look good so that you can post it on TikTok. Alafu for the other 5,000 umejipata hapo umenunua mchele, umenunua kasukari, umenunua kaunga, imeisha. And you have done nothing with it. Now you have good hair. Your hair is cute. Your nails are done. But now what else? What else? Find a business about yourself. Hata kama ni kitu kidogo, hata kama ni kitu something, just something small. Sema, I'm going to buy bundles for 1,000 so I can start content creation. I'm going to get some beads for 1,000 so naweza kutengeneza my beads hapa. I'm going to start doing this and that. Just learn how to budget for yourself so that you can be able to do something for yourself. Hata hii hustler fans, tunachukua tu 500 because we don't have the 500 or whatever the hell your limit is at this point. Because mimi nilikuwa mishiwa 500. That's why I said the hell to that hustler fund. But you get this hustler fund and you have nothing to do with it. You don't do anything with it. Hustler fund ni ya kulipa tu bundles na ya kuenjoy TikTok. But you're not even doing anything with that hustler fund. Instead, sema 300 of this hustler fund, it ended to whatever business pursue I want to pursue. The rest of the 200 ni jibambe nayo. And that's just what it is. You cannot be a millionaire by wishing and hoping to become a millionaire. God anakuangalia sahi, anakuuliza, what do you want to do with that 500 nimekupea? And if God sees, oh, you're actually doing okay with it, okay, and Isaac will bless not 10,000. Oh, you're actually learning how to master how to budget your 10,000. Oh, watch and compare 20. Oh, umeelewa 20. Watch and compare 50. Aya, umeelewa 50. Watch and compare 100. That's just how things go. That's just how things go. And we are so impulsive, and we are looking at social media. What are the girls doing on social media? What are our social media wanafanya nini? Like, what are they doing? What can I do to look like them? How can I walk like them? How can I talk like them? How can I be like them? And then we get wrapped up and we get lost in it. And that's why we make familiar your 10,000 budget, because you don't know what to do with the 10,000 that you got. And that's just what it is. And just learning how to budget and learning to prepare for your next season. Because if you're taking, okay, I want to be a multimillionaire. I want to have influence over the girlies. I want to have influence over whatever, whatever. Now, I know that I have to do, even if I get 0 likes, even if I get 5 views, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, because this is what I set myself and my mind to do. So this is just like, I'm giving you guys so many gems here at the end. I hope you guys make it to the end of this episode, because it is extremely long. But basically, this is what I'm telling you guys. Set standards. And you remember when Kenyan Plug Pod started? It was all about standard. Have some standard about yourself. Have some boundaries about yourself. Have some care for yourself. Real care. See, let self-care. Wear a mask on your face and to watch a good movie and to light a candle. That is not self-care. Self-care is actually going for it and taking care of self. Journaling, writing down what makes me triggered, what makes me have anxiety, what makes me feel stressed, what makes me feel like I'm out of body and I want to kill someone, what makes me feel enraged, what makes me feel like I need to have sex with somebody right now because I'm hypersexual. What makes me feel like I need to go get a drink right now? What makes me feel like I need to smoke something right now? What makes me feel like I need to do this, that, and the other? Like, what makes me feel those things? Ask yourself those questions and then get to the root of the problem. Once you understand your root, utajisaidia sana. But if every day you're just playing with yourself, I'm waking up and I'm just chilling and mambo ni kutulia. Hii ni December bana. Wacha kuni stress na hii mambo yote. Mambo sasa hii ni sherehe. Sherehe tu. Wacha tupige tu sherehe. Alafu January tupige na hizi ma prompts and my questions. But right now we just chilling. All right. We're chill tu hapo. Utajipata ume freeze. Okay, umekwama. Freeze means umekwama. You're stuck. Utajipata umekwama hapo. You're stuck and you're not making no progress. In 2024, maisha 2023 imebosa na akisezi goja paka 2024. And I told one of my friends was saying that. And he was just like, 2023 has been so bad. But I believe 2024 is going to be a nice one. Nikamwambia, there's nothing that's going to change. Ni time too. Ita change. Calendar ita change kwe 2024. But if you have not changed your mindset kabla uingie 2024, I can guarantee you, you're going to do the same thing you did all 2023. And that's just the end of it. And that's it for me. I'm officially done. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for taking the time out to listen to this. Thank you for the people that share the podcast. I really do appreciate you guys. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Love you guys. And I definitely will be back before 2024, but something short for that one. All right. Love you guys. Thank you.